This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon Matthews behind the glass, hitting the ones and twos. Obviously, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We're going to get to some college sports headlines in just a minute. One men's basketball coach just got a massive extension. Another couple of teams signed up to play for the next, 12 years. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Also, we got a tight end-focused conversation that's coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock that you will not want to miss.
He said tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Or wide receiver. I don't know. Whatever you want
to call it. Hey, now.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Although, I look, and let's just go ahead and start here. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. I think maybe Allie's Army has already had their first misstep here because I don't know that I like what's going on in the Macaulay house. Like, as you guys are adjusting to a new schedule, two ships passing in the night, it sounds like to me you're stepping out a little bit on Grant. You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
Oh. That's very extreme.
Yeah.
That's very extreme.
Okay. I'm just saying. It sounds a little bit sketchy. Out.
So today, and we've got one last chance because I was leaving the house this morning and I told Grant, I was like, we have a date today to watch The Last of Us, the latest episode, because this is a show that is prevalent with spoilers all over the internet. I mean, I heard Steak saying a few weeks ago on the Steakhouse, like, oh, the biggest episode ever last night happened of The Last of Us. I'm like, dang it, I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Allie, can I give you a piece of advice real quick?
What's that?
If you don't want to know about a TV show you're watching, do not listen to Mike Bell or Steak Shapiro because they can't keep secrets, and they are terrible with spoilers. They absolutely ruin things for people.
Yeah.
Well, good advice there.
Including no-hitters.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That's a big controversy there. So my question is, so we have this date today to watch it, but because there are so many spoilers out there regarding this show, and I know other shows have them too, is there ever an appropriate time that you can skip ahead on a couple episodes without your significant other?
Are you admitting to something?
I have not done this yet.
Okay. I have big thoughts on this because we were watching The White Lotus, and we actually have talked a lot on the show about The White Lotus, and like we straight up, I said after the first season, didn't like the show. Like, straight up didn't like any of the characters on the show. Didn't like any of them. And when we got to season two, I was like, I'm going to give it another season. My wife, it was like appointment TV for us at night. And finally, I started falling asleep. My wife would, like, turn it off. She'd be like, I'm going to wait on you. And finally, I was like, just straight up, I don't like it enough for you to wait on me. Just keep going. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, you can fill me in on some of the details. I'll catch up on episode three. Like, it is what it is. But overall, it's a massive no-no in our house to skip ahead on anything that we're both invested in. A massive no-no.
Yeah, we don't do it if it's something that we've watched together. In fact, I'm going to tell you the craziest thing. You're not going to believe this, Allie, but Amy and I are huge fans of well, you'll believe this part. We're huge fans of the TV show The Bear.
Okay, great
and
show.
Solid.
Our loyalty to not skipping ahead is we still haven't finished season three of The Bear.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, because
what?
We fell asleep both watching an episode one night. We haven't went back and finished the episode or moved ahead with it because stuff happened. We got busy, And I think it was during football season or right at the beginning of football season of training camp or something. And it just, we never got back to finish it. And so we're pretty loyal. Now, her and I have always, I will say this though, but then there's also, we've always watched White Lotus together. She watched White Lotus without me. And then, but then she came and actually watched every episode with me because she got ahead of me.
Oh, she, so
said,
she filled it back in. Okay.
So she, yeah, right. So she came back and watched it and didn't go over me, didn't like
that was
spoil
her,
it
my
for
bad
me or
moment.
Nothing.
That was her saying that's my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So in other words, no, Allie, you're wrong unless you have written consent from Grant.
Written consent.
And he says, I will finish the episode. Go ahead and watch it because I'm going to watch it in a 24-hour span where you won't be home. So mm-hmm. go ahead. But mm-hmm. you have to have that in writing or else you're going to end up in a bad situation.
I concur with Squidbilly here. Allie, you got to get permission. That's how Simone and I do it. It is, like Mike Johnson said, a big no-no in the Matthew Stanley
you know
household.
What I mean. Stepping out on me, bro.
It's a big no-no.
I can't have you stepping out.
It's a big no-no if you watch ahead of a show that we're watching together. So, but to Allie's point and to this conversation, there are times where you can work around this.
Right.
And if you know, like Simone was out of town, so if I know she's going to be out of town for a couple of days and we really want to watch a show and get and you know catch up on episodes of a show, we'll be like, hey, all right, let's watch episode 7 and 8 separate, and then we'll come back on episode 9
like
and watch,
watch
that together.
It on the airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. We do have to pivot. Pivot. Speaking of which.
Pivot.
before we go to the top of the hour, we have that conversation about the Falcons tight end in a contract year. Look, get at us. We got probably a little bit of time at the top of the 8 o'clock hour for a couple of wake-up calls. At 929 Morning Shift, want to hear from you guys. How many bones have you broken? I'm shocked. The amount of feedback we've already gotten. I'm like, dude, the amount of people that haven't broken a bone. Mr. Yo, I'm looking at you. It's insane. All right. So hear from you guys on that, and we'll have that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour after the Erik Jones conversation, driver of the number 43 car. All right, right now, let's talk a little bit, Bo. I want to talk about the Todd Golden extension. My numbers say 6 years, $40.5 million. Very, very solid. He's 39 years old. That's a guy that I'm assuming Florida wants to keep around for a very long, long, long time. But you, as the resident Florida basketball guru that you are, I have to assume you're signing off on this.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's a crazy difference in where we were in December with this guy as they are now because there was some allegations, which I think some people tried to use to disgrace him. And, look, he was basically found innocent of that. You know, it was basically found that there was no wrongdoing, which is good for him. Even though some people just continue to bring it up every time his name is mentioned. I'm talking to you, Mike Bell, because Mike Bell keeps doing it. But I'm a Gator fan. He's a state guy, Florida State guy, so that's why it is. But, look, this guy has jumped in and been phenomenal. To me, this tells me the only place you really have fear of losing a Todd Golden is the NBA because he's one of the highest-paid coaches.
Which has happened to you at Florida before.
Yeah. In fact, Billy Donovan took, I think, the Magic job and then said, you know what?
Then backed right back out.
I'm good. I'm going to come back. And then finally took that Thunder job at the end of Durant's heyday. And remember, he was the coach when they blew that lead to the Warriors. And then Kevin Durant goes, oh, if I can't beat them, I'll go get a ring with them.
Yeah.
It's funny how that's okay for some people.
It's totally different with Kevin Durant.
I mean?
Kevin Durant was the MVP of the league, and he then in the prime of his career, and said, and the free agency after losing and blowing a 3-1 lead to that team, that I'm going to go join them. Jimmy Butler's a guy on his last leg in the league. He's aging himself out. He knew he was on a crap show in Miami and they couldn't win anything.
Let's keep focus on Todd Golden here. All right.
But I'm happy to have Golden. This guy has been phenomenal. And I don't think Florida might not make the Sweet 16 next year. But that's the nature of the new game with NIL. I mean, how many players they had leaving. This is a good deal for Florida. It's a good deal for the SEC because the SEC has become a basketball school too.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah. Speaking of SEC, I want to focus on a couple of ACC teams or part-time ACC teams. The news coming down yesterday, guys, that Clemson and Notre Dame have announced a 12-year scheduling agreement that reaches all the way through the year 2038. And, the football stuff aside, Allie, when this is announced, I'm sitting there going, 2038? Like, 20? What? Like 2038 sounds like something in my brain that's happening on a futuristic movie. You know what I mean?
It's already hard enough to put together a 5-year plan.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I hear 2038 and I'm like, "Oh, this is, you know, Back to the Future Part 4." Like, you know what I mean? Like 2038. Right. Like how Pork is it even possible that we're even talking about that?
Pork Chop will be a teenager.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
My son's going to be graduating high school.
No.
Oh, dude. That makes me actually nauseous. Bo, a storied past in recent history between Notre Dame and Clemson, I guess you want to say. You remember the Bring Your Own Guts game from Dabo Swinney? That was one of those games. But I think this makes a lot of sense. And we've talked about the relationship between Notre Dame and the ACC and everything else going on there. With the seeming clarity from Clemson and Florida State about the immediate future of the ACC, and, you know, I think that that's all kind of coming together. This makes a lot of sense probably for both programs. And no matter what you think about the long-term history of Clemson football, recent in the last decade shows you that they are a blue blood program that brings a lot of value to a place like Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, and it does bring a lot of value for Notre Dame because Notre Dame, you know, when I was growing up, they played USC, they played Michigan, but then they would play teams like Northwestern, who other than maybe 1 year weren't very good, and then they play all the academies, right? They play Army, they play Air Force, they play Navy. And so that schedule has been beefed up and beefed up and beefed up. And now having a rival that you play every year, like Clemson, is good for Notre Dame to keep them in that playoff rotation. And it helps them if they do lose a game, yeah. In other words. I think that many people thought, when it was true when it was a 4-team playoff, that they couldn't lose a game. And now, you know, I think they have worked their way with their schedule with getting teams like this where they can lose a game and still sneak in, especially in a 12-team playoff. So it just helps them overall because they are trying to keep up with these conferences that are becoming super conferences.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. I think that this is the ACC obviously trying to bolster its playoff opportunities when you play bigger opponents. Now, granted, Clemson and Notre Dame, like we said, Notre Dame's a part-time ACC team. These two teams were already scheduled to play like 5 times over the next 12 years, 13 years, whatever it may be. This goes along with that. This will also count towards Notre Dame's ACC games. But I think when you look at the way scheduling is going, and let's just say the SEC gets to a 9-game conference schedule, you do ask questions about the future of the Clemson-South Carolina rivalry, although I don't think it's going anywhere. But you do ask questions about what the long-term future is of some of these regular season games that – let's be honest, man. You have to, in this 12-game format or whatever it's going to be over the next couple of years, you have to bolster your schedule. You have to play teams that are Power 5 programs. The SEC and the Big Ten having a relationship now. I don't know if that leads to the ACC and the Big 12 having something going on, but I think this is just a step in that direction.
Yeah, it is. And I just wonder where we get with the ACC move, like in whatever happens with this Florida State stuff. Because I think Florida State will probably be the team that pushes it more. But the ACC needs it. They need a lot. And the fact that they had, what, two playoff teams last year was big for them. And it was one team, like an SMU, who's basically joined the conference for – they paid them to join, essentially.
Yep.
You know, it was kind of like paid them. I don't want to change the subject, but can I change the subject real quick?
All right, you got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
The NFL, the Steelers are trading George Pickens to the Cowboys.
Oh.
Per Ian Rappaport, I even double-checked myself to make sure that I'm not being pranked. And this is the one with $4.8 million.
You got NBA Sintelled?
But, yeah. Yes, exactly. But there's no details of the deal other than it should be official soon.
Wow.
So George Pickens will no longer be a problem in Pittsburgh. He'll now be one in Dallas where they are used to dealing with problems.
Yeah, man, you want to talk about it. And Jerry has talked about it. He's got a couple of big trades in the work, man. So we'll have to break that down. We do have to go to break. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift. Like I said, get at us at 929 Morning Shift. You got something you want to talk about with us. And we always appreciate you guys listening and taking us to work with you on the Odyssey app. When we come back, we will have conversation, obviously, maybe about George Pickens. We're also going to talk about the own issues facing the Atlanta Falcons offense. We talked yesterday about who needs to step up. Well, one name that we continue to mention, and it's been talked about for years, we're going to talk about on the other side of the break.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.